Purple Backpack Project is the latest community effort by Dirt City Sanctuary to support those facing substance use disorder and homelessness in Kent County. Let's talk about the happenings and how you can help. Appreciate you being here, Wendy Botts. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Yes.
You're welcome, Tyler Trowbridge. Hey. You as well. Yep, and your third co-founder, Stacy Peck, listening. I'm trusting as well. All right, Tyler. Lots of definitions here. Let's start first with Dirt City Sanctuary.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you all about?
All right, we're about giving, just helping people homeless that were that have substance use disorder. Me, myself, I was homeless and addicted to drugs, heroin, and cocaine for the longest time. And I basically couldn't get out of the cycle, and I decided to do this news story, and a friend seen me on the news and came and found me, and that was Stacy Peck. And from day one, she was just like, look, if you're willing to do this, I'll do it with you. And I said, okay, don't give up on me, we'll do it. And we've pretty much been attached at the hip. And then, like the first day she came and found me, she called Wendy and said, hey, Wendy, you know, I'm helping this dude. Would you be willing to help support him? And she said, sure. And so, yeah, we started it, and I just got clean right away, and...
How many days clean?
I will have 32 weeks on Monday.
Great. Thank you for saying that, and certainly I ask you, Wendy, if you would, to share your story.
Well, my name is Wendy Botts. I lost my son, Jordan Blau, April 17th, 2017, to an accidental overdose of fentanyl, and... Like Tyler said, Stacy saw the story. He was actually, Susan Samples covered the story. He was actually getting high in a bathroom. And Stacy wanted to connect with him and help him in any way she could. And she contacted me, and I met her at UA. And the rest is history. Tyler got clean. And he inspired me at the time because he was homeless. And we actually saw where he lived, which was... behind a defunct restaurant, living in a cabinet, and it just broke my heart. And so I decided to launch a Purple Backpack campaign back in the end of February through March in honor of Jordan's one-year death anniversary, because purple was Jordan's favorite color. And we ended up collecting over $10,000 worth of supplies for the homeless, tents, backpacks, socks, anything that was needed.
And here in our makeshift art prize studio, Wendy and Tyler, we have your elements of what goes in that purple backpack. So let's look more at the big picture. What are you asking for, Tyler?
We are asking for any donations. You can either donate money. You can donate gift cards, such as to Meijer, Walmart, any fast food restaurant, anything like that. Or if you go to we have an Amazon wish list that lists like what we're trying to provide, and then you can order any number of those things. Pretty much what we're providing are backpacks, sleeping bags, tents, hats, gloves.
Yes. Here's some Folgers Classic Roast.
I mean, you
have to go with my thermos, right?
Well, yeah. A big thing is, like, people don't understand, when you're homeless, even if you go to the shelter, they kick you out in the morning, and then you're out in the cold all day. I mean, there's a couple drop-in centers that you can go to, but, you know, even they're not open all day. So you're out in the cold, and what do? So we had this idea of giving everyone a nice thermos with a spoon, and every gas station has a hot water spigot, so you can go in. And we're going to provide instant coffee, tea, hot cocoa, soup, oatmeal, stuff like that. So you can just go into a gas station, ask to use the hot water real quick, and then you have something warm to put in your stomach.
Wendy, who's your target audience is, as we mentioned, those facing substance use disorders, homelessness in Kent County. How will you find those who need this?
We actually collaborated. I called Degage. And they are going to get the word out, and they're going to let the homeless population that they service know that we're going to have 5 distribution dates starting in November at Heartside Park from 1 to 4 on Saturdays, November 17th being our first one. And my experience with the last Purple Backpack project, word spreads pretty quickly. So when the homeless population knows you're going to have a distribution date, they'll show up, and our plan is to set up at Heartside Park, and it'll be sort of like an assembly line. People will start with the Purple Backpack and go down and shop for free, but shop with the supplies that they need that they go on down the line for. But we plan on dégagé and just word of mouth.
Thank you. Tyler?
And also for our first distribution date is November 17th. Salon Re is going to be there, who has supported me since the beginning of my recovery. They're going to be providing free haircuts for anyone that wants them. And also Amore is going to be there giving out free meals to people, which is Amore is awesome and delicious. And the chef there,
Chef Jenna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chef Jenna. Stacy contacted her and asked her if she would like to get involved and to provide some hot meals. And right away she was like, yes, count me in. So,
this is the big picture, I guess, to both of you. How do more Tylers happen where you can finally say, I'm so many weeks, clean?
It's hard. I mean, for me, it took a lot. You know, it basically took, someone coming and helping me, like, just remove me from my environment, pretty much, and I was a tough case. I've been addicted, to heroin for about 15 years. I've done cocaine for a long time. Pretty much any substance you put in front of me, like, I'll abuse. I mean, that's why I pretty much don't do anything anymore except for Red Bull and Newports, which Stacy doesn't like.
Little at a time. How about you, Wendy? What else can we do to fight this epidemic?
Support is one of the biggest things. Not giving up on the person, which is difficult at times to do, but if it takes a million chances, give them a million chances. I would say support is really the biggest thing, because addiction is a lifelong struggle, and the person needs you even when they don't want you there, so to speak.
Yes. All right. Well, back to Dirt City Sanctuary and the Purple Backpack Project. You are, the call to action, Tyler, is asking for donations.
Yes. Yes, donations. You can donate at our website. If you go there, it'll tell you different spots where you can donate. Also, on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I'm going to be standing on the corner of Michigan and College flying a sign like you see homeless people do a lot. I used to do it. Okay. So I'm going to be on the corner of Michigan and College.
What's that sign going to say?
It's going to say Purple Backpack Project, Anything Helps. And I'm going to be standing there asking for donations. I think Wendy and Stacy also said they will help. It's tough. Like, people think you just can stand there and get money. Like, it is not fun. Like, it is scary to do. You can ask anyone, and it takes a lot of courage. So, everyone is a lot of people are afraid to give homeless people or people begging for money because they think they're going to spend it on drugs or whatever. So I'm going to give people an outlet, a way to help without, the fear of that. And 100% of your donations is going to go to the Purple Backpack campaign. So I'll be standing out there with a big sign, jumping up and down, singing, trying to get people's attention. So come out, please.
Make sure you've got the Purple Backpack with you.
Uh-huh.
Your final word, Wendy?
We also have donation boxes that businesses, churches, and restaurants can sponsor. We are looking for churches, schools, and businesses to partner with us to host donation boxes, or we also have donation cans. Help us in any way they can. So we're looking for any community support and even volunteers to help with the distribution dates, and we will collect new and gently used items.
Are you Stacy Peck?
I am.
I thought you were the next interview.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh. Stacy Peck, I've got a couple minutes for you. Would you share your testimony here?
Sure. I think when I first got reunited with Tyler back in February, it was just heartbreaking to see what condition his hands and his feet were in. And I just think that this Purple Backpack Project is so cool because we've surveyed a lot of people who are experiencing homelessness currently. And they're telling us what resources, what needs aren't being met currently. So they can get jackets from here and they can get boots from here, but they need things like foot powder. They need things like sleeping bags and first aid kits and hand and feet warmers. So together with their feedback and Tyler's experience, we've really started a collection of some really great items, including women's hygiene items, feminine products. I am really excited to be part of this project.
And your name was dropped several times by Tyler and certainly Wendy. You were very instrumental to Tyler's life and to certainly this project and other lives, I'm sure, to come. Yeah. So, okay. Stacy Peck, Tyler Trowbridge, and you, Wendy Botts, on behalf of the Purple Backpack Project, Dirt City Sanctuary, thank you for what you do for our community.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye, guys.